USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Senate Democrats defeated for the second time a key vote to begin debate on a massive $1.6 trillion-plus coronavirus package. Negotiations will continue between Senate Republicans and Democrats as partisan tensions continue to boil over. Republican Senator from Louisiana, John Kennedy, believes...
You know what the American people are thinking right now, Mr. President? They're thinking that this country was founded by geniuses, but it's being run by a bunch of idiots.
Nestle CEO Mark Schneider is warning employees to take extra precautions with the coronavirus outbreak. In a company memo, Schneider tells employees to get ready for a storm to hit because it will hit. Meantime, CVS Health is looking to hire 50,000 workers and employees at CVS stores. Now, they'll get a bonus each of up to $500. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Maybe you could relate to this. A lot of people think they're stuck with their health plan. It costs too much, or for whatever reason, they just don't like it. But great news, you are not stuck with it. There is a choice. It's called MediShare, and you could save so much. The typical savings for a family is $500 a month. Major difference maker. This is the affordable alternative to health insurance. And just to give you a little more info about MediShare, it's a Christian healthcare sharing ministry. It's worked beautifully for 26 years, has more than 400,000 members, and they've shared over $3 billion of each other's medical bills. So, yes, they can help share your needs, too. So you're not stuck. There's an excellent alternative. Whether you're single or married, you got a family, MediShare is super flexible. You can choose an option that works for you and start saving lots of money. You can join anytime. They're great to talk to. No pressure. Call 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
Secretary of State Mike Pompeo is making an unannounced trip to Afghanistan in an effort to end a political crisis that has stalled the efforts to end the war there. Pompeo's trip came even as most official government travel has been canceled amid the coronavirus pandemic. Pompeo meeting with members of the Afghan government in hopes to work out the next step in the peace process overseas. Let the vetting begin for former Vice President Joe Biden. As we hear from USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes in Washington.
Democratic presidential frontrunner Joe Biden now looking ahead to the next phase of his campaign. In a phone call with donors yesterday, the former VP said in the next few weeks he will start vetting possible running mates. Biden saying he's already spoken to former President Obama about it. The 77-year-old Biden adding that the most important qualification will be that the person is ready to take over on day one if needed.
Biden has a commanding delegate lead over Vermont Senator Bernie Sanders. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
More and more people are testing positive for the Chinese coronavirus. With the details, here's USA Radio Network's Wendy King.
The list of people contracting the virus grows. Harvey Weinstein is now in medical isolation while serving a 23-year sentence for rape and sexual assault. Former football player and Bachelor star Colton Underwood tested positive. Bon Jovi keyboardist David Bryan, legendary opera singer Placido Domingo, Tom Hanks and Rita Wilson were one of the first to report they had it, The Wire star Idris Elba, Daniel Day Kim from Hawaii Five-O, Indira Varma from Game of Thrones, Rachel Matthews from Frozen 2, also Utah Jazz players Rudy Gobert and Donovan Mitchell, and NBA superstar Kevin Durant, football coach Sean Payton, Congressman Ben McAdams, also Congressman Mario Diaz-Balart, the Mayor of Miami, Francis Suarez, Sophie Trudeau, Canadian Prime Minister Justin Trudeau's wife, Prince Albert II, the ruler of Monaco, and, as we mentioned earlier, Senator Rand Paul.
And finally, it was back on this date in 1839 when the initials OK are first published in the Boston Morning Post. For more news, you can find us online at usaradio.com. Also, check us out on Facebook at USA Radio. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.